Amen.
I want to just pray with a song and then we start tonight. Most of us just.
Has the dear thanks for the world looks my soul.
Of the living God.
Father will exalt you. We'll exalt you. We'll exalt you. We believe that from our innermost being will flow rivers of living waters, rivers of life, bringing healing to our environment, healing to our sphere of influence, healing to our nation and the nation of the earth. As we journey this evening with you, God, we are trusting that the seed of understanding will rest upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, our eyes will be open to see. Our eyes will be open to see. Our eyes will be open to see. And the disciples that walk with you on the road to Emmaus, and at the breaking of bread, they were able to recognize you. We are asking that tonight you will cause the seed of wisdom and revelation to spring forth within our spirit, to go beyond the cerebral, and to capture those things that you have given to us before the foundation of the earth. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's have our faith. Good evening. I want to use this opportunity to just welcome one of us to Watergate Church and today's conference. I trust God that for time that someone was able to participate, that we will take something out of this place that will cause us to live in the reality of what has been purchased for us on the cross. That Christianity, we go beyond mere weekly routines of going from one meeting to another meeting, midweek studies, Sunday studies, and but I will start to have a reality of the divine life manifest in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. So I'm really trusting God that you are hungry for God. You are hungry for reality. You are hungry for definitions. You know what? I'm trusting that we are not just, you know, a people that always gather to just hear a new thing without becoming we're learning. Some the promptings or the passions of who in Athens who are just always looking for a new thing. You know, Paul, he booked them, and they always gather together for hearing a new thing without coming to reality of our knowledge. That from this evening as we start, our understanding will open and understand that there's more to your being born again than we have been told. And that the reality of that life that beyond sin and death will come into it here in this life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm just thinking for that. That some of those lies that we have been taught that make us feel that it's not possible to go beyond those dimensions of sin and death will be exposed. Not only that, but that we are going to receive strength from within us to be true in our lives, to walk in integrity, to walk in purity, to walk in power. Hallelujah. There are a lot of school of thought in the church. There are school of thought that promotes purity, so-called holiness. Are we together? And they don't believe in the motion of spirit and power. And the school of thought in the church that promotes power, without corresponding purity. Are we together? God, in the wisdom of his ways, holds his scriptures, is a God who is building the people of purity and power. Say amen to that. Amen. People of character and charisma. Are we together? You cannot be a genuine child of God and not have a desire for what we call the supernatural. A desire for true demonstration of power is not possible. Are we together? And it's also possible to also be a genuine child of God with a strong desire to see an express reality of the nature of Christ that manifests in character. Are we together? And the life has been that we've gone from one extreme to another extreme. Some talk about the nature, some talk about the stature in Christ, some about the spirit and about the power in Christ. But in genuineness of Jesus as the pattern stone, we are people of purity or we are people of power. Say amen to that. So I thought that we'll be able to see this.
So, depending on how we're able to go, we'll likely come into understanding dimensions of losses of life in relation to our being set free from the decay of sin and death, talking about normal works of the flesh. But beyond works of the flesh, is pressing into what I call the newness of life, Jesus, or what I will call dimensions of life and immortality. So I hope that we'll be able to really get there. First of all, we go. But whatever we get to, by God's grace, I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Because most times people see this in just escaping a life of sin. Escaping a life of sin is the beginning. Are we together? Say to me, because of Jesus. Talk to me. Because of Jesus is the beginning of a new life that manifests in what is called the resurrection life. Do you understand? Because it's not the end. Are we together? Because it's not the what? So things that men like Enoch before Christ came into, and we know that Enoch skipped death, or Enoch escaped death, or Enoch overcome the corruption that we call the way of all men, the corruption of the grave. I believe that we have an understanding and a grace of the doctrine of life in Christ Jesus. It's possible in our lifetime to come into that destination. Hello? Are you with me? One of the most important chapters of scriptures is Romans 8. But we see the journey of life in the spirit, moving to the dimensions of the soul of man, and eventually to the dimensions of the body of man. That is to say, Zoe, flowing from our soul, and eventually taking hold of our spirit, I mean of our body. So I pray that God will open our eyes to see and have understanding. Say to me, Paul. Talk to me, Paul. In Galatians 4:19. Talk to me. Say, Paul. In Galatians 4:19. Declare to Galatian church, my little children, of whom I travel in back, that Christ be formed in you. So Paul was not an apostle that was going about to preach about getting cast. Hello. Those things, this footballers are not born again, are getting it. So though your faith thinks that you have gotten a car, I say you're a spiritual person. You lack understanding. The purpose of the faith of coming to Christ Jesus is beyond having a car and a good house or getting married. Are we together? Are we together? And we need to have it in our heart. Paul declared that my labor, primary to my ministry, is to travail until there is a formation of the nature and the stature of Christ in you. So the true gospel goes beyond what we do seek after today. Genuine prosperity is not visible material things. Are we together? Christ Jesus said that to start with, the least of riches is money. So if you don't learn how to handle mammon, you cannot be given true riches. Are we together? So the least resource in God's kingdom is what? Are we together? Save me, men created money. Do you believe that? Say, negative of Eden. Talk to me. Negative of Eden. Money was unnecessary. So say, therefore, Adam and Eve were not working, were not tending the garden to earn money before the fall. Taught you. There's not this mentality to go to work to make a salary. And then the salary is part of the cost. Hallelujah. Am I talking to us? God help us in Jesus' name. And whatever has done is that he has cheated us. The same thing Ronaldo is running after is what you are running after as a believer. Hello. A name in the earth, in the books of men. Are we together? Probably to be famous. Hallelujah. And what we call store sex. Are we together? True Christianity is above that. Hello. And so God will help us as we study together in the mighty name of Jesus. Alright, let's just start to lay some foundation. And let me just read Romans 8. Where we have a major text. Romans 8 started from Romans 7. You know, it's a passage. There is therefore, think about that, things have been spoken before Romans 8. But let's just read for tonight, you know, Romans 8. Let me just read from verse 1. A couple of verses generally from to us from book of 1 Corinthians, and then we can start to share something tonight, and then tomorrow we'll be able to go deeper. Hallelujah. Okay. There is therefore now no condemnation of them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Other Bible versions like NIV or other versions that are translated from original translation, some of them don't have there who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. But if you go to the footnote, it is there. All together. So that creates a major and vital part of this text of Scripture. Hallelujah. Because some people, in trying to talk about, you know, no condemnation, they eliminate who walks not after the flesh but after the Spirit. And that has brought about a lot of error in the body of Christ. So note that there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after what? So we see a qualification of those people who are not living in the zone of condemnation. There are people who walk after the Spirit. Are we together? Please pray with me. The people who are living beyond the zone of condemnation are a people who walk after the Spirit. We get that. That have been our heart. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Please talk to me. Tell me, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Say it again. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. In other words, they cannot even walk the walk of faith. Are we together? They cannot do what? Because without faith, it's impossible to do what? To please God. So a man of the flesh can never walk the walk of faith. I'm here. Paul was not writing to unbelievers. Are we together? He's writing to who? Believers. Do we get that? So say with me, a believer who lives in the flesh cannot please God. Now, in the flesh there is beyond talking about living in a physical body. It's talking about a realm of life. What do I call it? Talk to me, please. What do I call it? Let's just move on. Tell me, put at verse 11 today. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. That word, Paul is turning their attention to the zone of life where they are meant to be living in. You are not in the flesh, but where? In the Spirit. Are we together? If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also bring to life your mortal what? By the Spirit that dwells in you. Let me move on. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall what?
Die.
You shall what?
Die.
Now, this death here is not speaking about physical death. Hello? This death is speaking about a life void of the life of God. This death is speaking about a life void of the life of God. You know, in John 1, the writer was writing and he said, in him is life. Are we together? And that life is what? The life of men. Are we together? So this death here is talking about the absence of God kind of life in our lives. Are we together? It's talking about coming short of Zoe. And what's Zoe? Zoe is eternal life. The balanced life is the endless life. It's God's kind of life. Hallelujah. Say to me, when I got born again. Say to me, when I received Christ. When Christ apprehended me. Zoe. God's life. Came into my spirit. From that day, I no longer live from bios, but Zoe. Bios is not talking biology. The normal human plane of life. Do we get that? But Jesus says, a lot of us are not working in that reality. Hello? Hello? And that's what we are looking at in this meeting. Alright, let me just move on. But if you through the spirit do put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the spirit of God, they are what? Let me read. Listen. For as many as are attending church, is that what's there? Talk to me. As many as have access to Lekki, talk to me. As many who are working with WHO, you know them. Are you serious? As many who are educated, talk to me. Hello. Say this realm of life. There's no prejudice. The carpenter, the hairdresser, cannabis. This realm of life. Are we together? As many as are what? Led by the spirit of what? Of God. They are what? That's very important. And I pray that we'll be able to get to really handle that. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption by which you cry what? Abba, Father. Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are what? Children of God. Let me read 1 Corinthians 15 and then we start from there. I thought it would really help us tonight to go to the depths I'm thinking in my spirit. 1 Corinthians 15, let me start from verse 45. Are we in 1 Corinthians 15? Verse 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made alive, giving what? Spirit. Jesus says, quickening spirit. But there was not first, which is what? Spiritual. But that which is what? Natural. And afterward, that which is what? Hallelujah. The first man is of the head. Can you say of the earth? Earthy. Made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as the heavenly, such are they also that are what? Heavenly. Verse 39. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit what? Neither does corruption inherit what? Do you really believe that scripture? I'm not sure I'll be able to get to that 50. Let me just try and see some things towards. I try to follow my notes to really help us. And I don't really help us. I'm thinking of two titles. But let me talk about that really help us. But I think dimensions to life and immortality. It will be somehow. Because I will not get to immortality. So let's talk about walking in the newness of life. Walking in the newness of life. Do you have the spirit of life? Walking in the newness of life. Let's look at that. Now, let me lay some foundation for some people that have never heard me speak before. We need some basic foundation. The first three chapters of the Bible is what? Genesis 1 and 2. In those chapters, there's no sin. True or true? Talk to me, true or true? There's no sin. Those chapters. And those three chapters, God gave man a commandment or spoke to man about three trees. And but majorly that they should not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and what? Evil. But he told them that they can eat from every other tree. Hallelujah. And we told that the tree of life is also there in the midst of the garden. Now, God never told them not to eat from the tree of life. Do you agree to that? Hallelujah. Do you agree to that? How do you get that? Now, by chapter 3, we saw the woman deceived, and then Adam ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, God told them that the day you eat from the tree of knowledge of good, certain knowledge of good and evil. That means they are different. There's a good in that tree, there's an evil in that tree. Are we together? Knowledge of what?
Good and evil.
So in that day you what? You will die. Question, did they die? Did they die? How? Talk to me. How? What died? Talk to me now. That's when you died. What about their soul? Are we together? And their body? Now, if you're in that place and you don't meditate, you just pass by. Is that they will die? But our concept of death is what? Physical body that goes to the grave. True or true? But in that scripture, there are three dimensions to the concept of death. Death primarily in scripture means separation. What is death?
Separation.
Talk to me, what is death?
Separation.
When you see that this man is dead, it means the spirit of that man and the soul has departed from the body or separated from the body. So a dead body is a body without spirit and soul. Do you get that? What's a dead body? A literal dead body is a body without what? Spirit and soul. So, as it is said, man, we all know, you are born again, you know that as a man, you are male and female. In scriptures, the word man, defined Genesis, means male and female, created in God's image. Do you understand? So, the woman describes the female man, that's a womb. Some people call it womb man. Do you get that? Is that clear? So, as it were, when man who has a spirit, who is a spirit actually, has a soul and lives in the body, now dies, I mean, as of the tree of life, we saw that the spirit of man was separated from God. Are we together? And for the first time, we saw the word fear in scriptures. When God came for normal communion, what happened? Man was afraid. Are we together? So, in the first place, fear was not meant to be part of humanity. Are we together?
Yes.
Says me, fear was never meant to be part of humanity. So, one of the first expressions of death in the Garden of Eden was the manifestation of the spirit of fear. Do we get that? So, the spirit of man died in that man became insensitive to God. The spirit of man could not commune again with God. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes.
Now, by Daniel Genesis chapter 6, it said that the thoughts of man became what? Continually evil. Became what? And that was reason for the destruction of the first world in the days of Noah. Now, where is the thought of man? Faculty of our soul. Are we together? Says me, the faculty of my spirit are three. Number one, intuition. Number two, communion. Number three, conscience. Says me again, faculty of my spirit, there are three. Number one, intuition. Number two, communion. Number three, conscience. So we say that death affected man's intuition. affected his communion with God and his conscience. That was the first death. Are we together? Now, death started to work on a continual base in the soul of man. The soul of man has three faculties as well. Number one is what? The intellect or the mind? The mind. Say the mind. The number two is actually emotions and the will of man. Are we together? So, death working the soul was a continual corruption of mindset. Where we have our imagination. Are we together? And which affected the emotion of man, which means that to be depressed is supposed to be foreign to humanity. Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you with me? Yes. Are you getting me at all? Say depression. Stop me. Say depression. Is an alien. In Genesis 1 and 2. You understand? Man was never meant to come to things like depression. Negative emotions, they were foreign to man until the fall. So depression is a form of the expression of death. Did we get that? In the soul of man. Are we really getting this? Physical rejection is a form of death. When you feel you're not accepted by people around you, you feel rejected in your soul. Hallelujah. We find our life by the way others see us. Are we together? Hallelujah. Are we together? So death occurred in the soul of man. The thought of man was continually evil. Now, the final thing was that you will see men like Methuselah. How old was he? How old was he? 9 is what? 9. Guys that 300, they were doing what? They're having babies. Hello? They're having what? You don't understand. There were guys that were 300 years old. They had what? Look at this. They were fertile. Because God's life was still in the body. But death starts to occur in the body. And now, if a man is 120, he'll be in what? Guinness Book of Records. Two or two? Two or two? So the continued reduction of the age speaks about death working in the body of man. So simply put, when sin came, decay entered into humanity. Decay, or corruption, decay entered humanity. There was decay in the capacity of the spirit of man. We are meant to be spiritual. Natural, it's supposed to be natural. Are we together? Natural. And the decay entered the soul of man. Hallelujah. And that decay affected the body of man. Now, if somebody lives up to 70, we will say, he died in a good old age. Are we together? But in the days of Methuselah, it was also. Are we together? Hallelujah. So, that was the entrance of the law of sin and death into humanity. Do you get that? To this point, do you understand me? Hallelujah. Do you understand me? Are you sure? Okay, let's move on. Now, Book of Matthew and Book of Luke in particular introduced to us Jesus as he was quoted by John on the island of Patmos in Revelation 3:14, calling him the beginning of the creation of God. Are we together? Beginning of what?
The creation.
Now, from scripture we know that there was an Adam that was a kind of Eden that was created. So that's not what does it mean? It's the beginning of the creation of God. In other words, Adam represented a dimension of mankind in the earth. And Christ coming to the earth as a man, hallelujah, says me, Jesus Christ
pre-existed
before he came as a man. Paul also told Philippians that he had the form of God, so he was actually God. And in scriptures, you will see things like the angel of the Lord. What do I call it? Now, when the angel of the Lord, the Old Testament, most times, like in terms of in days of Joshua, when he came as the captain of the host, Joshua worshipped that angel, two or two. And no more angels don't receive worship. That was the pre-incarnation manifestation of Jesus. Are you with me? Are you with me? Manoah's wife, when you know the angel appears to Manoah's like, you have a son, that was something. Manoah prayed again for the angel to return. When the angel returned, and Manoah offered sacrifice, that angel ascended, receiving sacrifice of Manoah. That was Jesus. That's why I said that. His name is what? Wonderful. Hello. Let me pause with those two. So, Jesus being referred to as the beginning of the creation of God refers to God's new creation. Are we together? New what?
New creation.
So, we can move on from here. I want you to have in your notes, this is a meeting for teaching, just in your notes, you know, a divider like this. And then on this side, on one of your notes, put old man. On the other side, put new man. Or old creation, new creation. Of course, we know from this place, we understand very well the implication of the Lord, the seed of life, setting us free from sin and death. Are we together? Intentionally, I didn't put it on the projector. Because some of us are so lazy. I put it on the projector, it's intentional. Are we together? So, in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul was discussing about both creations. Says me on planet Earth. From God's perspective, there are two kinds of men. Namely, first Adam and last Adam. Do you get that? So put under the old creation or the old man, first Adam. Hallelujah. And put under the new creation or the new man, last Adam. We're going somewhere. Are we together? Hope I'm not too fast. Trying to be very slow tonight. Are we together, please? Now, from this teacher here, he said, answer is written. The first man, are we together? The first man who later came into sin was made a what? Living soul. Are we together? And the last man was made a what? Life-giving spirit. So put under the old creation, after the first Adam, put living soul. Hello? And then put under the new creation, which is the new man, you know, after the last Adam, put life-giving spirit. Are you following me carefully tonight? Are you this tonight? No more. Colon. Old creation, new creation. Hallelujah. I'm going somewhere. I'm trying to give us a divide from 1 Corinthians 15:45. What Paul was talking about. Paul was speaking about the Adam of the Garden of Eden. The father of Cain and Abel. And the father of Seth. Are we together? Are we together? And likewise, was speaking about Jesus Christ, the beginning of a new humanity. What we call the new creation. Hallelujah. And he was trying to talk about their distinction and their destination or destiny. Hallelujah. Do you get that? Now, in verse 46. But that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. Another word, that which is spiritual. Put on that old creation, first Adam living soul, natural man. Natural man. And then put in the next colon, spiritual man. New creation, that is the new man. Last Adam, life-giving spirit, is what? Spiritual man. Are we together? And then in verse 47, the first man is of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Put on that new creation, put the word first man. And then old creation first man, under the new creation put the word second man. Side by side. You can go back and do a proper study yourself, it will open up to you. Are we together? Are we together? Then again, put under the old creation, put man of dust. And the next colon, put heavenly man. Are you following me carefully? To this point, are we together?
Yeah.
Are we together? Side by side, so I can see the contrast. Are we together? Now, look at verse 49. We have borne the image of the earthy. We shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Are we together? put the image of the earthly at the image of the heavenly. Or for better understanding, image of first Adam and image of last Adam. For better understanding, same thing. On that creation, image of what? Talk to me. And then on another column, image of what? Are we together tonight? Are we together tonight? Okay. Let me pause there. That column, don't close it. I would like you to move, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Create 5 more space and then move down. All together. I also ask some other things to it. That's not necessarily here, but in scriptures, that's still about this same principle. All together. But I want to say some things. From this 1 Corinthians 15 to 5 to 49, where I paused. Okay, before you create that 5 columns, write this down. Under the old creator or the old man, put corruption. Put corruption. That's vanity. Let me get to that level. Corruption. Then under the last Adam or the new man, are we together? Life-giving spirit, hallelujah. The heavenly man, the spiritual man, are we together? Put in corruption. I'm not sure that I'm going to get to this by the end of, maybe by Sunday I'm going to get to that place. But let's just move on gradually. Hallelujah. Are we together? So this part you with me. Okay. God bless you. So create my 5 columns now. That is there. I have 5 contrasts I want to put there. I not directly implied in these verses, but implied as scattered in other teachers. Are we together? Okay. Let's have that way. So now, let me start with this discourse. Write this statement. Adam was the first man. What does that really mean? I want to give you some things and then we'll move into our message. Adam was the first man. Listen, by implication, that means in scriptures, there is nothing like a pre-Adamic race of man. Hello? 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 There are teachings that teach about pre-Adamic race of man. It is biblically incorrect. Do you agree with that? Hello? Do you agree with that? Say, there's no man on planet Mars or any other planet. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we together? Are we together? Now, that is very, very important for you to understand, because a lot of things about, I can't get to this detail of UFOs and the rest. And the fear that has entered the earth with the demonic occurrence that is called, let's see, aliens. Alright. So, this scripture that's verse 35 implies that there is no pre-Adamic race of men. Hello? For it says to us, the first man, Adam, was what? A living soul. Last man, Adam, the life-giving spirit. This first man was the Adam of the Garden of Eden. The last Adam is Jesus Christ. As he was traced in Luke's genealogy. Are we together? Called the Son of God. Calling the Son of God. Alright. Just note that. Number 2. Christ was the last man. That means the Lord too. Put it down, please. Say Christ is the last man. Now listen. That is by implication. There is no other plan beyond God's purpose in Christ. Hello? Hello? Says me, everything will be summed up in Christ. Christ will be all in all. So this means, in our days, men will not be exalted. Tribes will not be exalted. Races will not be exalted. Genders will not be exalted. Denominations will not be exalted. It's a day that only Christ is preeminent and will be exalted. It's the Father's Son, the perfect Son, and the prepared Son. Glory to Jesus. Say, I understand. Don't worry, we understand more and more. But you get that? It's the last Adam. Okay. Number three. The statement, Adam was the first man and Christ is the second man, implies there's no in between. Hello? There's no what? Talk to me, there's no what? This means that we have primarily what we call the natural man and the spiritual man. So what Paul was addressing in Romans 8 is what we can call the carnal man. All together? So the carnal man is a serious product of anomaly. Hello? Hello? Carnal man is what? A big product of abnormality. Are we together? A man living what we call the two-like zone of life. What is it? You can't find day or find night, so to say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say after me. There is no plan for the carnal man in scriptures. That's a big statement that means a lot of things. You know, it was like the Corinthian church. There are things I cannot share with you. Why? You are carnal. And in Paul's writing, carnality is his word for unserious believers. Hello? Or for believers that have refused to appropriate all that Christ has purchased for us in redemption. Have you me carefully? Have you carefully? And the biggest problem of planet Earth is that our church is full of men and women on the pew and the pulpit that are what? Carnal. Hello? We can call them. Is there a cat now? The brother was in Jesus' name. But do you get that? Do you get the point? There is going to be a transition or migration from the natural to the spiritual. Not natural to carnal. Are we getting this point? And that's very important. Just note that. The carnal mind is not that just hanging. It's hanging between the earthy and the heavenly. Do you get that? Alright, God will help us in Jesus' name. But just note that. Number four. By the implication of 49, verse 49, as you have borne the image of the earthy, you shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Says me, the first man is a corporate man. The last man, or last Adam, second man, is also a corporate man. Now listen, that means these two men are corporate men. What does that mean? Each of them can reproduce in their image. Hello? Can what? Okay, let me put it this way. In Ephesians 4, when Paul was writing, I was talking about the ministry gifts and keeping the body or the saints and the coming unto maturity, the fullness of stature of Christ. He said that they may come towards a perfect man. In that place, perfect man is pluralistic. Do you understand? It's a people coming towards one corporate man. Do you get this point? Are we together? So it means that in the earth, there is meant to be in the earth, as of right now, there are people whose lives, you go look to them, you see them as living according to the image of the first man, Adam. Are we together? And there are people that by virtue of the new birth, they migrated from the geographical location or from the image called Esti or Adam into the image of Christ. Are we together? Should I repeat that? There are people in the earth who are growing up, who are developing and rising in the image of Christ Jesus. Do you get that? that the corporate man in the dimension of the last Adam. Hallelujah. They once upon a time, like every other person, had the image that is called the first Adam, where the law of sin operates without hindrance. Look at that point. Look at that point. Now, law of sin in that statement does not mean you are committing immorality, fornication, malice, and lying. Are we together? Are we together? You can have good morals in that realm, and yet you are a sinner. Because sin is primarily in nature that can manifest in good and evil. Hello? Manifest in what? And I will assume that as time goes on. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now, what that verse 49 implies again is this, that there's the people in the earth who are partaking of the nature of the first Adam, the Adam that fell in the Garden of Eden. Are we together? And there's the people in the earth who are also partaking of what is called the divine nature. Are we together? So there are actually two natures predominant in the earth. Hallelujah. The divine nature and what we call the human nature. Nature and one of life according to Bion. And nature and one of life according to Zoe. And they are different. Look at that. So in this scripture here, I think I need to pause. Let me just keep this one and move on. So in this scripture here, in verse 49, Paul said, we are born the image of the earthy. We shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now, he's saying that because he's looking to verse 50, that's to do with corruption and incorruption. Paul was actually referring to bearing the image of the heavenly in our bodies. Hello? In what? In Colossians, he said, Christ in you is what? Talk to me. Christ in you is what? Now, in this verse 49, it's moving beyond Christ in you into Christ on you. Hello? Do you really get that? Says me, all men have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. Says me, all men have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. But by salvation, Christ in me is the hope of glory. That means salvation takes us out of that equation and we can come into glory. Are we together? Are we together? Let me say this again. In one realm, no man has ever lived up to 1,000 years. Do you agree? Do you agree? And Peter said, 1,000 years is like a day unto the Lord. Meaning no man has ever lived up to God's day because of the workings of the decay of sin. Are we together? Part of the teachings about the rapture, so to say, or immortality and the rest, is the fact that man will live up to 1,000 years. Do you agree to that? Talking about what? Pressing beyond the life of sin. Hallelujah. Now, before I come to the last 5 columns, let's go to 1 Corinthians 3. Let me go to Ephesians 3 so we can round up on time tonight. Ephesians 2. Now, in 1 Corinthians 2, where I want to open before, Paul described what he has shared with us, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, has not entered the heart of man, what God has prepared for them that love him. We all know the scriptures. We are told that these things can be accessed by what? The Spirit of God. Now, down the line, that said, the natural man. How do you get that? Man in the image of the first Adam. Man that's the living soul. Hello? Man that's man of dust. A lot what? Receive the things of God. Are we together?
Yes.
So in that place, Paul starts to describe the difference between natural man and the spiritual man to a level. And then towards the end of that, he said that we have the mind of Christ. The natural man does not have the mind of Christ. Are we together? Are we together at this point?
Yes.
All right. I need four people outside. Danny, come out. Your friend, come out, stand there. Step on my left. Just for people here, please. Look at them now. Don't look at me. Talk to them. Okay? Step up first. Not to Toby. Toby, step up. No, stay there. Step up. Step up. Now, if you go back to our first letter 15, let's take him as normal. Do you understand? The one that is born again is taken as a spiritual man. Are we together? Are we together? This guy, everything about him, in his gene, hallelujah, his DNA, is the DNA of the first Adam. It is the DNA that has been corrupted and contaminated by sin. Hallelujah. But this guy, his DNA is no more the DNA of sin. Hello? Hello? The spiritual man, not the carnal man. Are we together? The spiritual man, not what? The carnal man. So, this guy, as it were, is a living soul. Are we together? But we that we are born again, we are not what? You are not living soul. Say, I'm not a living soul. Say, you are born again, you are not a living soul. Talk to your neighbor. You are born again, you are not a living soul. You are a life-giving spirit. Now, that means so much, but I can't get there tonight, so to say. Say again, I'm not a living soul. That's why, you know, when you have understanding, some stuff will change in the equation. It will be every quickening spirit. Praise the Lord, not every living soul. Are we together? No matter what, in Jesus' name. That's really very serious. Because the imprint of being a living soul means that this guy lives by a mindset corrupted by love, sin, and death. Are we together? An emotion subject to sin and death. He can be depressed today, I like Jesus, and be celebrating tomorrow. He's projected into depression like time waves and celebration. Are we together? He's going to where? Say, she's rooting in the morning, and then the night she's laughing. I love Jesus. Is the realm of the living soul. Glory to Jesus, though. And his will has been taken captive by the devil to do the devil's will. In this realm, it is really, really difficult to ever do the will of God. In this realm, we cannot declare thy kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's only the heavenly man that can say that. Is the heavenly man, yes, is here on earth. So he's living from that realm of the heavens here in the earth. Hello? Hello? Never help us in Jesus' name. So, now I've gotten that about spiritual man and natural man. Now, come down. I'll read Ephesians 2. Just stay there. Now, look at Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you, as he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin. He's talking about salvation. In which, in time past, you walked according to the course of this world. That means, before we made alive, before redemption, before the new birth, before becoming born again, all together, we did what? We walked according to what? Course of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that walks in the children of what? Disobedience. Hallelujah. Verse 3. Among whom also we all had our behavior in time past, in the lust of our flesh. Fulfilling what? That of the flesh. And of what? Of the mind. And were by nature the children of wrath. Even as what? As others. Are we together? That means the natural man, all of us, before the neighbors, we are all in the class of the natural man. Do you get that? Do you get that? And that dimension of life, the dimension where the activity of the Holy Spirit is starting. It starts. Hello? Are we together? Where you hardly have a consistent activity of the Holy Spirit in your life. Hello?
Yes.
Do we get that? Now, sin as a natural man. Hallelujah. He was born to a family. Do you agree? Now, as a natural man, it means that he is a sinner. Not because he is smoking. Not because he is a drunkard. Not because he is fornicating. Hello? Not because he divorced his wife. Are we together? But because by state, his nature is sin. So if this guy gives you a car, there's a motive behind that car. Every of his good deeds has corrupt motives behind them. Are we together? Everything he's going to do in life is self-centered. It is what is in it for me. There's nothing in it for him, he will not be involved in it. Hello? As long as you are useful to him, you are on a phone list. The day you stop being useful, you are deleted. Straight, you are deleted. Are we together? It's the way of what? Natural man. Hallelujah? Hallelujah. When he's working with his boss, he's only concerned about himself. If he's the boss, he's not concerned about his employee, but about himself. Hallelujah. So, if as a boss, he promotes to you, he's not promoting you from a position of wishing you well. He's promoting you by wishing himself well. Go to Jesus. Hello. Anything he has to do is on me, I and myself, the Trinity of humanity without Christ. Go to Jesus. So, the good deeds in his life is on what? He's going to get married to you. He's not going to be a better person. Everything about how he can be a better person himself. Hello? Hello? Every of the decision is self-centered. Self-promotion. Self-everything. Glory to Jesus. Now, that means sin nature is there in his spirit. So even if he does not commit fornication, he's still a sinner. Hello? The real thing is his sin, the big sin, from the other sins. Why he has the other sins? Because of the big sin. A state of being. In the life of this natural man, he's going to call the law of sin and what? And death. Do you get that? He's living by that. Perpetually. All his good works, they are sin. Now, he has his soul over time. That is his mind. See that is his spirit. Are we together? So over time, the soul, the thought pattern, take up thoughts that will be evil. Or that are good, but the fruit is what? Death, not life. Follow me carefully. Follow me carefully. So, depending on the family where it comes from, depending on the society where it comes from, hallelujah, say, this is an individual. Talk to me, this is an individual who is a natural man, foreign to God's kingdom, not born again, in his spirit, there's sin nature. The sin nature flows to the soul and manifests in his body. Over time, the sin nature has become an habit. This habit determines his character, and that character will determine his destiny. Says me, this is structured in the earth. Here, we have what we call. Talk to me. That was the call. The seven mountain of influence. The sphere of influence. Say, my family is a sphere of influence for me. Now, what question of influence in the air? That is mind borders. The family, are we together? The economy, are we together? Government, are we together? The church or religion? Well, let me say religion. From Hinduism to Buddhism to Islam and the rest. Hallelujah. So, if you happen to come from a family, the family structure will exploit the signature more and more. Hallelujah. His father too is not a believer. There will be times he will say, tell my friend I'm not at home. So by default, he's amplifying the DNA of lying in his life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Talk to me now. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because Jesus tells him, when my friend comes, I'm not at home. But where is he? He's home. Hallelujah to Jesus. His father buys things at especially another place, and wants to get more money from workplace. He comes home and tell him, let's call him Tochuku. Feel this receipt. What he bought for 100 naira, he fits 150. What's he learning? How to behave when he's working in the same system. Are we together? Are we together? Now, if he's a student that goes to school, he's in a state of education. Are we together? By default, you will not be straight in school. Because at all, lying has been awakened more and more from his DNA. Lying is there before, as a natural man, but now it has been fanned into flames. Go to Jesus. So, by default, we will dub and dub and dub and dub. Hello? Hello? So, by default, to cheat an exam and say I'm helping somebody, it's just normal. You know, cheating seems to be a good work. And some people can also believe that now because of our lack of understanding. And then to teach somebody else in exam, that's not normal. Are we together? Something is that the corruption of the spirit by the sin nature and the soul will affect his lifestyle in that school as a student. If it's a lecturer, what does he do? Sleep with the girls, send the campus, I love Jesus, collect money, go to Jesus, sell handouts indiscriminately. Hello? You go and dub case fraud. That's what I'm at. Project. I'm a father of mathematics case fraud. You will dub it and call it handouts. And sell it. Are we together? Are we together? So as a lecturer, in that system, what was in his life? If the professor of the primary school, will make sure that white invigilators, they are paid to help his students. I love Jesus. Are you with me at all? Are you with me at all? So, it affects him in the family as a sphere. It affects him in education as a sphere. If he's working as an apprentice in an economic system, it affects him. I really have to do that. If he's a mechanic, what will he do? He's never said for what as a mechanic. He will buy for you a battery that is 12,000. He said, oh, that one light alarm is 20,000. One light alarm is 20,000. This is the original one. It's Korea. Hello? It's what? Yeah. Talk to me. It's what? The fashion designer, I love Jesus. But the last man, so I sold this clothes for. The last man that wore this kind of clothes, Haba, pay 5,000. So I just love that I'm giving for 4,000 naira. Is a lie. Is what? Talk to me, is what? Do you see what's happening? So now imagine that it's a politician, it's what? As Nigeria. If you can't beat them, do what? It's normal. Do we get this? If the governor, what happens? It's worse. Glory to Jesus, though. Glory to Jesus, though. If the musician, what happens? Do you get my point? So, that sin nature corrupts whatever it does in every sphere of influence. That's why you cannot claim to me that Two-Face is your model. It's not born again. Glory to Jesus. So says me, society, exploit more, the corruption in the natural man. So it starts. That is the snare of the fowler. The fowler is not sin and death. The snare are the activities of sin and death. Are we together? So David said, my soul is escaped out of what? The snare of the fowler. So here, his emotions, his will, his desires, his mindset is what? Trapped. Hallelujah. When this is an advert, and you are qualified together with him for the advert, he will show you. He will hide it. Hello. Because he's afraid that you get a job. The natural man is afraid and walk in competition. Go to Jesus. These are just some of the examples. Here, and Tomo way. The guy that knows how to do the right and the right is the one that knows what? The way. Do we get that? Now, Paul has said that this natural man, who is having this state of society, self influence, that means this guy as a natural man can never release life into self influence. Do you get that? Because of this word. Talk to me because of this word. Ideas of this word. Philosophies of this world. Thought structures of this world. Talk to me. Now, an example here is racism. What do I call it? It's an idea that makes Ethiopian or some tribes or races believe that they are superior to another race. Hello? And people are monkeys. Do you get that? That's an example here. An example here in Yoruba community are the things that we call a war. Abuse. Do you understand? When Baba was talking about the things that God created, they are good for food. That is why, in our family, we don't take okra. If we take okra, you have measles. Are we together? And the guy takes okra, really. At that day, I have measles. Are we together? In this village, we don't keep fish in the stream. In this our village, snakes visit us. We play with them. You don't dare kill a snake. Hello? They came from some tough structures. Are we together? Are you living there, bro? In Nigeria, there's a thought about the national cake. That thought spreads corruption. I must have my own share of what? Talk to me now. It's a thought, though. And that philosophy, that's what? Defines us. True. I don't know Nigerian time. The never thought came here by Nigerian time. It's a thought pattern. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They will tell you, if another man is dead, take a bag of money to the coffin. If he's not awake, he's really dead. Don't you just mean that the evil man loves? So what defines the evil man? His money. If that has in Lagos, that's not built house. There must be a house in the village. His status recognition. His status defined by what? The house in what? Are we together? In overland, if you are not educated, you are what? Almost like nothing. Hello? You may be able to look at. Go to Jesus. Which school did he go to? Are we together? You have Wendy. Your mate, I didn't think you have Wendy. Hello? Thought structures. Are we together? Now, these thoughts, they define the family system. They are families with taboos. Are we together? They are family with all kind of thought patterns. Hallelujah. These thoughts, they define internal systems. Are we together? They define political systems. In Nigeria, what do? Our politics in Nigeria is a fresh one for study, for research. It's different. Hello? It's not in Nigeria that's supposed to go to Toronto, have a certificate, and you win elections. Glory to Jesus. The best in our debate in Nigeria is just winning an election. Hello? They will tell you, vote the vote. Checking you. If you don't cast the vote, you have won. Why? You have given them stomach infrastructure. What's stomach infrastructure? All of us know that. It's Nigerian. Do we get that? Our media is defined by that as well. Somebody wants to have toothpaste. You are showing picture of a woman that is beautiful, a bit naked. What is toothpaste with a woman? Glory to Jesus. We bought a set of mic recently, and it was a woman that is holding the mic. For what? We watched a movie in the house. Very nice, beautiful story. What's that again? The last night. Is it the last night? And then we went on the internet to check the review.
Come and see the criticism. Is that a good movie? Why? There's no explicit, serious sexual thing in the movie. But go and check Satan. Glory to Jesus. Go and check Game of Thrones. Glory to Jesus. Who? Are we together at all? Almost all the Mexican films is about what? It's about what? That tells you the predominant thought pattern in that environment. Hallelujah. So here, nations, tribes, hallelujah, environments, they are affected by the cause of this world in diverse ways and different measure. And that makes the natural man to be trapped deeper in iniquity. Hello. You wake up, you have some values. Where they come from? The society. You didn't put the values there. There was a time in Nigeria that if you want to buy something, you will see the owner will be, that is selling, maybe let's say for example yam, will stack the yam together and use toast to tell you the amount of that yam. And people get there, they will take what they want to buy and leave their money there. And the business owner will come there and make the money. Can it happen in 20th century? Talk to me, please. That was in Nigeria. That was just to know the depth of the law of sin and death. Are we together? Even now, while you are there, you can be stolen with the good. Amen. Do you get that? That was kind of like that we are born into. What are values that have already made us to be limited? To be entrenched in sin. What is called sin? Hello? Here, you can make good money. Can make what? Good money. Let me give you a short example. The book Think and Grow Rich. You will find it exclusively in Christian bookshops. Where do you find it? Those thoughts, where do they come from? Where do they come from? Some of those thoughts look like word of faith, which is new age. Say yeah. Is what we call spirit influence. So the spirit, religious, ideas. Spirit, religious, thought structures. Almost every thought have their roots in spirit. Hello? Are we together? So, for example, the spirit of poverty. Religious thought that tells you that work more, so I can make it to life. Are we together? So you are married, your wife is in Nigeria, you are in America. To do what? To make it in life. I love Jesus. Or it is Abuja, Lagos. Wife is there in Lagos. Where is husband? And Abuja. Man was not created to work for any money. Man was created to work to fulfill purpose and destiny. That's why there's no money in God of Eden. Glory to Jesus. Hello. Hello. The other extreme is the thought pattern of the sluggard. Hello. That says, Isheke Kere. Wola. I don't need to do too much. I just want to just eat it once. If you go for that pool, Baba Jebu, go to Jesus. Just want a jackpot. All your life is a jackpot. You understand? A jackpot. Hallelujah. And after the jackpot, not as a jack. Just like that. Hallelujah. Seed of what? Please talk to me. Seed of what? The prayer was in Jesus' name. Say spirit of fear. There are many thoughts that run through our mind daily by the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. Hello. And that affects families. For example, if you take marriage, it's Tochukwu. I look at that. And he enters, let's call it, Papa Gazi Mercy. And mommy says,
Tochukwu. Tochukwu. Don't marry you an Hausa girl. In this house, Amina and Zainab, there's no place for them. Look for Chinyere. Hello? Or Chioma. Are we together? Are we together? Because of fear of certain belief system or the Hausa woman or the Hausa tribe. Hallelujah. In Christ, there's no Hausa. Galatians. In Christ, there's no Yoruba. Father, the Nigerian solution cannot come from men who are not really in Christ. Because only in Christ, they can have true federalism. Hello? Olivier? Because OPC, it was the boys. And I have a boy. That's no place in Christ. Are we together? How we live together? But it's fear that produces all those thoughts and affect your marriages. So, they tell him also, let's say, a female man, just tell him, don't bring home anybody who studies physical education. Hello? Say P.E. How is it going? In fact, one lady told me that I can't take home someone who studies physical education. So, who is she taking home? Medical doctor. And what? Are we together? So it's not possible for the natural man to marry by the will of God. Normally. He will do the normal woman calculation to marry. It's only in Christ that he will say, I only pray and I'm convinced. Although in three generations, that has what? Changed. Is that proposition and what? Combination. Do you get it to this point? Say to me, when is that born again? When is that born again? It implies that he's taken from this place. Do you understand? Just come here. Say, he's not here. Say, here. In Ephesians 2. He's sitting with Christ Jesus. In heavenly places. He's no man. He's no more. Father, force it down. Here. He's living a life above spirits, which are principalities and powers. Through that wickedness. In high places. In this place, an attack from home has no place. If you have understanding. In this place, causes, they are aliens. If you have understanding. Hello. In this place, you don't do meeting like I'll marry in 3 months. Hello. Attack the witches. In this place, it's not possible. You don't do that in this place. Are you near at all? Are you near at all? Say, in this place, there's no fear of the future. There's no fear of the past. In this realm, properly lived out. Talk to me, properly lived out. Properly expressed. There's no depression. In the spirit, sin nature is no more. Because he's not the same natural man. He's now a new what? Creator. So if any man, Tochukwu, is in Christ, is what? Any creature. All things, these are all things. All things, family structure. Everything understanding where everything that defines me here, they have what? Passed away. Hello? Ideas. Thoughts are meant to do what? To pass away. He's not supposed to be under spirit, negative spirit influence. Because now that he's in Christ, there's a new spirit. Are we together? And a new heart, a new mind. Are we together? That's why you need the Holy Ghost in your life. For daily, as you stand back in the morning, in worship, in prayer, by being able to support the Holy Ghost, what happens? You are ascending in frequency of God's thoughts. So he said, my ways are your ways. My thoughts are your thoughts. They are worse, they are far. The thought of the natural man is far from the thought of the spiritual man. Spiritual man downloads daily from God's thoughts, God's frequency. Are we together? This is why you don't need to be begged to do quiet time. You are not doing quiet time, you are punishing yourself. That's the reason why you're still a Ghana man. Altogether, who is the Ghana man? The Ghana man is a man in this realm, in the exalted position, Otumba Miowo. Hello, why is he Otumba? He's sitting at the right hand side of Jesus. Where? In the heavenly places. But this Ghana man is living as if he's here. Hello, how is he living? He's still living with the value system of the natural man. He's living as a man who has never met Christ. So, who is he? He's carnally minded. And the carnally minded is what? He's dead. So, where is he living? He says, living in death. So, he's living in the first creation? Lives in death. The new creation? Lives in life. So, can put on death and life. He says, in the first creation? Has no life. Of the word of God, of Jesus. Therefore, he lives in darkness. But the new creation, who has been Christ? Listen, in Christ there is life. That life is the life of that man. It's the life of the new creation. Are we together? So we have okay, what we have there now? Darkness and what? Life. That darkness is not physical darkness. It's darkness speaking about the absence of God. The person of God, thoughts of God, life of God, are all together. But this man that is there is living by the light of the knowledge and word of God. Look at that. Say, the natural man lives in it. Hello? What is it? Reverse form of love. How do I mean? He loves the world and the things in the world. How to get that? You can't find in the world the love of the Father is not a name. But the spiritual man loves the Father. Hallelujah. And therefore, he loves righteousness. And he now is iniquity. So they operate from different posture of love. So for him, he hates the Father or the things of the Father or the will of the Father. But loves what? The word system. Hallelujah to Jesus. Says it, the loss of the flesh, the loss of the height, and the pride of life. Says it, the loss of the flesh, and desires, the things we desire to do. Loss of the eyes, the things we desire to have, outside the context of God. How do you get that? It can be good, it can be evil. You can get to have a job. Outside the context of God's eternal purpose. Are we together? It's not about higher pay or lower pay, but it's outside the context of who? God's purpose. The pride of life, the things we desire to become. Hallelujah. What we are saying is this. When this natural man, when he was here, it was under the law of what? Sin and death. So when he had the new birth, if any man is in Christ, not in church, have you together? You can be in church and not be in Christ. You can attend the conferences and not be in Christ. This man, when he came into Christ, what happened to him? If anyone is in Christ, the new creature, the law of life has given him escape velocity from the law of what? Sin and death. Have you together? So say he is free. Right now, the operational law in the spirit is to Zoe. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Law of the spirit of Zoe in Christ what? Jesus. Are we together? But Paul is not saying, says me, when I'm saved, I'm taken from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. That implies My spirit is recreated. My spirit is regenerated. Is redeemed. A new DNA is in me. The DNA of Christ. You get that? Say, however, to appropriate and walk in reality. And walk in reality of my salvation. My inheritance in Christ Jesus. My soul must experience daily salvation. That is why Paul told Romans 12 about the renewing of the mind. Because while he was there, hello, while he was there, the ideas of God's pattern had defined the family, and the same way he was in, has become an habit in the soul.
Yeah.
Are you together?
Yeah.
If it is a prostitute, the lady has been used to sleeping with 3-4 men every day to make money. Are you together? Shall I get born again? A new creation. But the top pattern will still be telling him, how to go out for men. Are we together?
Yeah.
Are we together? The top pattern is still the same content. Hello? So, that's what Peter wrote. As new babes, what do you do? Desire the sincere milk of the word. Why do you need that milk? To start to flush out everything that can help a reenactment of love, sin, and death. Everything that can tie you down. Are we together? So it is as we pull in the word, what happens? We gain the light in our space, gain frequency. Are you really with me? There's what? And you come to, until you come to a place where doing God's will is normal. Where smoking is not out of resolution. Hello? Hello? Say to me, the natural man makes resolutions and breaks them. Say likewise, the carnal man makes resolutions and breaks them. But spiritual man is not living from a posture of resolution. He's living from a posture of a state of being where God's life flows. In that place, righteousness is my nature and holiness is my lifestyle. Do you get that?
Yes, sir.
You're not going to say, it's not really that I won't, I don't want to steal. God's word, God's life has come into the soul and has displaced thought pattern that releases emotion and of course your will to be willing to steal. Are we together? But now you can hate iniquity. Do you understand? Hate, do you get my point? That means that there's no emotion, there's no passion to pursue iniquity. There's a person that comes and say, I will never submit. And you go in that 26 months resolution. But the place you're not going to say, I will not manage for bait. A continuous intake of God's word, not as letter, but as spirit that gives life, has displayed everything in you that can produce masturbation. How are we live together? How are we live together? This is where we have the struggles. And that's where, yeah, there are things that produce legalism, abstinence. Is that true? The power of light or the strength of light is revealed in darkness. Hello? Where is it revealed? In darkness. In other words, if that light is there, you can walk in the midst of the son of Eli and like Samuel, you need to be contaminated with the lifestyle of the son of Eli. Do you get that? Look at the Father Jesus' name. I'm running up. So what we're talking about today is this. God's plan is that we stay in the realm of the spiritual man by our new birth. But in that realm, where the Spirit of life has made us free, is a realm that involves walk. There is therefore no condemnation of them who are in Christ Jesus. But they walk after the Spirit and not what? Talk to me, and not what? The problem is that in church, we are all being taught on the constant level God's word that can help us to walk. To do what? To do what? To walk. That's one of our major problems. And so, some of us are like, is it possible to be perfect? Is it possible to really live God's life? It's possible. It won't say be perfect. That perfect day is not mature. As a fire in heaven, it's not possible. But we are called to a place that is not possible. Because we have leaders who have sinned secretly and they have used scriptures to justify their sin. And they love to Jesus. And they said that it's not possible. And there are leaders that have told you, keep confessing. And those teachings, they've trapped us into licentiousness. You are fornicating, you are saying, ah, it's not my body, oh, it's not my body, it's my spirit. Because Paul said in 1 Corinthians 7, hey, this I don't want to do, I'm doing. This I wanted to do, I could not do. Solution is Romans 8. Where Paul told us, our life is beyond the realm of Romans 7. Are we together? Are we together? And so, I'm trusting God that you desire this. Because I want to go beyond the year of sin. Dimensions to the newness of life of the spiritual man. We need to see that. I'm flowing that. So, if I want to press daily to God, what do? You are still like a time wave. Today, you are falling. You know, like some people, 7 months, 9 Christian life. The last 5 months of the year, worst time. It's wrong. Hello? It is what? So, this is where we are. Seated where? We find Jesus. Where? Heavenly places. In this place, all blessings abound. But the level of life that must flow into our soul for us to assess everything as enough for us. Do we get the point? Do we get the point? In this place, if you have 10 houses and God asks you, give them out. You will give them out without struggle. Hello? You do what? Because there's a light, there's an understanding that you have had in God. Let me just pause here for some amount of time. Up to this point, you will understand me. Do you desire to stay here? Do you desire to stay here? Or you want to be here? You want to be here? Hello? You want to be here? I'll just rise to our feet and pray. Rise to our feet and pray. Let's pray. Let's take our eyes shine.
Arise, shine.
Just go sit down.
Your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Oh,